Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's 38 special bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here. You can subscribe to my newsletter there. You can check out, you can link to the blog there. You can go back and listen to archives, to podcasts of any segments of interviews that we've done over the years, all the way back to 1999. We've been collecting those archives for 15 years. And you can read articles, not only that I've written, but that my Brain Trust members have written, many thousands of articles there. And lots of stuff there, so check that out. And of course, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And between the section in my main website called The Age of the Customer and the information we have on the website, ageofthecustomer.com, you can see kind of the essence of what I talk about in my book, The Age of the Customer, which I hope you will avail yourself of. You can buy the e-book or the hardback book from me or from Amazon, and also other places have it, but those are the easy ones to get, so I hope you check that out. If you buy it from me, you get an autographed copy. That's right, I'll autograph it for you, to you, which I know you'll treasure for the rest of your life. So it's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about with regard to what happened yesterday in the election. As you know, as was predicted, and you know, so a lot of times predictions don't come true. A lot of times, elections results disappoint significantly. But in this particular case, all the way back to maybe 6 months ago, literally 6 months ago, we were talking to people on the show who were saying it's looking like the Democrats are going to get blown out of the Senate on November 4th. And that's what happened. Literally, all the polling, all the indications were that that's what happened. You know what? The only thing that happened that was not predicted was that some of the elections that were supposed to be close, and in fact, to the point where some Republicans were in peril of losing their seats, those weren't, wound up, not only did the Republicans not lose any seats that they had held, but they weren't the ones that they kept that were potentially in peril. The election wasn't even close. The Kansas race, the Georgia race, the Kentucky race, those three at least weren't even close. And then the one in Virginia that was supposed to be a blowout for the Democrat, I'm not even sure they've called that one yet. I mean, it looks like Ed Gillespie's not going to, the Republican's not going to win, but I mean, that one was 2 weeks ago, he was 20 points down. So this is what I believe this is, folks, what has happened this time. Obviously, the midterm election of the second term of any president is not usually good for that party. That's historically generally accepted truth. But this is more than that. In my opinion, this is a repudiation of the policies of two people, President Obama and Harry Reid, the leader of the Senate, the Democrat majority leader of the Senate. Between those two, The obstructionist practices of Harry Reid, not passing a budget in 4 years, maybe five, I can't remember, and the president's anti-business rhetoric and policies. I think this election was the wages for them, the wages of those of that behavior. And when you say anti-business, what am I talking about? How about Obamacare? Obamacare is not good for the economy. That's anti-business. President Obama has the way he's talked, and the policies that he has, and the appointments he's made, the divisions of his administration, the way they have treated businesses, the National Labor Relations Board, how they treated Boeing for moving their plant to a right to work state. They basically just went after them for that one reason, and that one reason only. Those are anti-business decisions. They're on and on. And, of course, there are other things, foreign policy, disappointment in foreign policy, and a number of other things. But mostly I think the anti-business rhetoric, the anti-business policies have been a major damper for 6 years now, have put a major dampening effect, has added to and maybe even been the main source of uncertainty. What's the one word that we've been using since 2008, my friends? Uncertainty. Since 2008. That's more than half of a lost decade. Uncertainty. And I lay that word squarely at the feet of President Obama and his anti-business, anti-capitalism behavior, his rhetoric. And it's resulted in the middle class getting squeezed and loss of income opportunity in the middle class. And all of that have been some of the chickens that have come home to roost yesterday for the Democrats. And that, in my opinion, is the primary reason why the Democrats lost the Senate yesterday and lost a lot of seats in the House. Quick break. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.